This is the Hunter's Field Anomaly Report. Commander! Brennan, what did you see?
Get out of the way. Commander, are you all right? Officer Griffiths?
Commander, you—
I'm fine, Audrey.
Come here, Commander.
Let me check them over, too.
What did you see? What happened?
Get out of the way, Max.
Your heart rate is severely elevated.
I'll say.
Yours too, Officer Griffiths.
Well, they don't seem to be contaminated. Not in a way that I can detect, that is.
What did you see?
Back off, Max. Give them a minute.
No, it's all right, Audrey. It was dark. My flashlight went out almost immediately, and I don't know. It was just dark. And voices.
You still have your recorder?
Yes. Yes, it's here.
Let me see. Let me see, Commander.
No, I don't think.
Just give it to me. Damn! Can you describe the voices?
They were strange. Like, they'd be far away and then all of a sudden right in my ear, and it was my voice. Sometimes, anyway, but then it was other people as well.
Sounds like you just had a mental break.
Be quiet, Officer Mertens.
Please continue, Commander.
Brennan, where did you go?
I didn't go anywhere. We were together and then you were gone.
No, we were together and then you ran off.
Commander, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Where's the tether?
I don't know.
I didn't run off.
Mental break.
Both of them?
Maybe there's something just incomprehensible behind that door. Broke their brains or something.
I'm not crazy.
What, and I am?
With all due respect, Commander, you left me.
You're wrong!
Hush, both of you. Arguing isn't going to help anything. It's entirely possible that you're both right.
Or that they're both wrong.
Here, give me both recorders. I'll see if I can unscramble them.
Fine.
You two go get some rest. Officer Mertens and I have some things to discuss.
Just recording to gather my thoughts. Commander Chambers and Brennan are both sleeping. Dr. Shafe... Audrey. Sorry, I keep forgetting to just call her Audrey. Her and Fia just both seem, I don't know, more grown up? I don't know. Anyways, Audrey and Charlie are discussing, not sure what, but no one ever tells the documentarian anything, so here we are. I can't decode these recordings. They're just too corrupted. Both Brennan and Fia seemed reluctant to hand them over, which just makes me want to hear them even more. I know she's frazzled, but the commander's description of what happened just doesn't make any sense. Not to mention, she and Brennan can't even agree on what actually happened. It's just strange. Well, yeah, duh, Max. It's strange. You're in a space that shouldn't exist. It's gonna be strange. I'm still not hungry. That's definitely not normal. Nothing's normal. Well, now, that's not entirely true. Officer Mertens is still an asshole.
Gee, thanks.
Holy shit! Charlie, you gotta stop sneaking up on people.
Maybe you should stop whispering about people into your little recorder, and people will stop sneaking up on you at inopportune times.
I thought you were talking to Audrey.
Yeah, I was. Then I got tired of being lectured.
Lectured?
Yeah, I guess it's disrespectful to suggest that Fia and Brennan had a mental break, even though that's definitely what happened.
I think it's less so disrespectful that that's a theory you have, and more so disrespectful that you said that in front of them.
I'm a scientist, not a doctor. Bedside manner wasn't included in my training.
I just think it probably felt dismissive to Brennan and Fia.
Okay.
Maybe the reason people call you an asshole is because you act like one.
Maybe. Better to be an asshole to others before they do it to you.
Maybe. Or maybe just be a decent person and hope that others will reciprocate.
That, my friend, is a very privileged mindset to hold.
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Okay. I just think we should attempt to keep the peace. We're all stressed.
I guess.
So you'll be nicer?
Absolutely not.
Yep, I figured. You know, there's more to life than being right all the time.
Maybe, but I don't really care about anything else.
I don't get you.
What is there to get? I don't get you either.
I don't know.
Looks like Audrey's done checking up on them.
Well, they're perfectly healthy. Physically, anyways.
So you agree. Mental break.
That's not what I said, Officer Mertens. I'll need to collect more data before I can make any definitive decision on that. In the meantime, I'd appreciate it if you would mind your field and I'll mind mine.
Can't argue with that. But I've got $10 on mental break.
I believe them.
Fine. I'll be $10 richer soon.
This is not a thing to bet on.
Sure.
Why are you winking at me? I'm not betting.
Sure, yeah. We're definitely not betting.
I'm serious, you two. If not out of professionalism, then out of compassion. We don't know what they've been through.
Yeah, yeah, mental health matters and all that.
This is disappointing behavior from you, Officer Mertens. I expected better.
Jeez, okay, Mom.
You're lucky she didn't hear that. You should be more respectful. She's the glue holding the team together.
Aw, I'm not the glue?
No, you're more like trying to tear us apart.
Not true.
Sure seems like it.
That's not what I'm trying to do.
Doesn't matter whether that's what you're trying to do or not.
You guys aren't my parents. You all think I'm foolish because I'm younger than you guys, but I'm not. If anything, I'm the smartest person on this team.
You need to let go of being a gifted kid, man.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
What do you think?
Who are you? Leave me alone! Just leave me alone!
Officer Griffiths, are you okay?
What's going on? Thank you for listening. The Hunter's Field Anomaly Report is a fiction podcast written by William R. Carrot. Our theme song was composed and performed by Alyssa Yelmgren. Maxine Bolton was played by Amy Ralston. Brennan Griffiths was played by Dylan Hittesdorf. Audrey Schaefer was played by Isabella Velez. Charlie Mertens was played by Elaine Gergoni. And Sophia Chambers was played by Grace McCormick.